The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First things first, we got your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This is crazy, you guys. Listen up. This is our nationwide keyword, family. Take that keyword, family, over to wild949.com. Enter it there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash, which, like I said, is crazy.
Good luck, everyone. Yeah. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy, Henry and Hank. I'm checking in from Hayward this morning. This is to let you know that I'll be performing the national anthem tonight at the Stockton-Ports baseball game. They'll be taking on the Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is slated for 7:05 p.m., and I hope to do a good job. And I'll talk to you soon, buddies. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood! Hanky!
Of course you're going to do a great job. Hanky, you're like a pro at this by now. If you aren't familiar, our buddy Hammer and Hank, he sung the national anthem at a Modesto Nuts game. Mm-hmm. I think he may have even been invited back to do it again.
He did.
And now he's doing a Stockton-Ports game tonight. If you want to go out and support Hanky while he's singing the national anthem, take it on the Fresno Grizzlies, he said. Big rivalry
game.
That's
a big deal.
Rivalry game.
All eyes on you, Hanky. You're going to do fine.
He's going to totally nail it unless...
No, don't.
Well, I'm just saying it's a lot of pressure, and this is like his third or fourth performance.
He's got this.
Okay, just saying.
All right, Graham, you said there was a situation at your house yesterday.
There was a major situation at my house, and Jess, I'm going to need you to get out the JV Show Prediction Journal because I'm going to need everybody to weigh in on this.
Ready?
So yesterday afternoon, a turkey walked in front of my front door, right up to the front steps, this giant wild turkey. There's been a couple of them hanging around my house, and they're getting bigger and meaner.
Stronger and meaner. Yep.
They're huge. They're bigger than Selena. And this thing walked right up to the front door, and we have a glass window in our front door, and my dog Hambone sees the turkey and loses her mind. And so I'm trying to grab her and pull her away or whatever, and I knocked over my traveler like coffee thermos that I bring to work every day. I'm holding it right now. You can't see it if you're listening on the radio. Take that part out of the podcast.
Okay.
And so anyways, I knocked that over in this, like, the dog's losing her mind and just this, all out just chaos for a second. And I knocked the thing over. It falls off this entryway table that we got going. My wife has this big vase thing that's sitting down below it. It hits that. It shatters the vase.
Oh, no.
Like, not complete shatter, but took, like, one side of it off. And then those pieces, and then when the pieces hit the ground, they broke into more pieces, right?
Yeah.
And my wife wasn't home at the time. So then I got the super glue out, you guys. And I glued it all back together. I glued it all back together. And then...
And how does it look?
If you're looking at it up close, you're going to be like, oh, I can still see all the big cracks and stuff in it. It doesn't look great, but she hasn't yet noticed. So in the JV Show Prediction Journal, and I don't want to set the over-under, how many days and or months do you think I've got until Kate notices that I broke her, that I broke her face? Because I did a pretty good job, you guys, gluing it again. From far away, I don't think you can tell, but if you walked up to it and looked at it closely, and then I kind of turned it. So that the part that's broken is facing the wall.
I'm going to say something's telling me May 17th. So that's going to be...
Oh, you're giving an exact date?
I'm going to give an exact date.
She's calling her shot.
Why not? Selena?
I'm going to say, I don't know what the date would be, but I was going to say like next week.
You think it's that soon?
Exactly one week from
today? Let me enter this
at some point next week.
Some point next week.
Okay, Kate's at the airport right now. She's leaving on a work trip. So like I've already bought myself 3 or 4 days here because I don't think she gets back till Friday or something. So I've already got this week is smooth sailing. No worries here. But when she gets back, then... But I'm telling you, I don't think she's going to be able to notice.
I'm still sticking to next week because you say your wife notices everything. She's one of those people. And even if it's turned facing the wall right now, you can't see it walking by. She's going to get in one of those moods where she wants to dust everything off and she wants to clean everything and make sure everything's nice and tidy for the weekend or to start the new week. She's going to turn that and be like, what is this?
Or what if she thinks she broke it because she moved it too hard?
That'd be ideal.
That would be best case
scenario. I'm going over 3 months. Over under whatever 3 months is from now. My brain's not working yet. I think I've got over 3 months. I'm just telling you. I think I did a good enough job super gluing the thing back together. Super gluing it back together. And I think it's positioned in a way. It's in one of those ones that like it's probably not going to get moved for a while. So like I don't think she's going to notice.
So after July 28th.
There you go.
Oh,
mark
my
me down
God.
In the prediction journal.
There's no way.
All right. I'm going between, yeah, between next week and sometime next week.
Not a chance, bro.
The week after that.
Not a chance,
whatever.
Bro. I'm
two
telling
weeks.
You.
Within 2 weeks.
Can we reach out to Kate and be like, hey,
no.
Kate, you might
don't tell her to check her.
So in exactly 2 weeks, don't tell her. Don't reach out to her.
It's also like, what's this vase thing doing on the ground anyways? It doesn't have anything in it. It's just like a big, I don't know if vase is the right word or if it's like a big piece of pottery or something, but it's not really a big piece of pottery. Whatever it is, it's big. It's large. But like, what's it doing there?
Do you have
there?
A picture?
Well, it's decoration.
Of the cracks you put
take,
in it?
I'll need to take a picture of it.
It's
like,
but
it
that
almost
is
looks
hilarious.
Like something that you would put like umbrellas in or something, but like.
Umbrella?
Do you know what I mean? It's that big. It's like a. You know when you go into a place and they have a little umbrella bucket? It almost looks like that's what it's there for because it's by the front door. But that's not what it's there for. It must be decorative.
I love it. All right. Next on the JV show. Well, are we locked in the prediction journal?
We're locked in.
You guys are so wrong.
Thank you.
Next on the JV show, let's talk about being recorded in our own home. There's a company that is doing something and Grandma's details coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV crew. Hey, Grams. Mr. Boto. I have a question. Does your wife listen to the podcast? If so, did you just tell her yourself? Poot tingin' them all. All right, guys. Yo, yeet.
Great question.
Yeah, of course she listens. I'm sure the JV Show podcast is her number one preset on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. I'm sure she listens to us every day because she'd like us to keep a job. So I appreciate her. So maybe I did just tell her myself.
Ah, oh, dang it.
Except she probably didn't listen. She's probably not going to listen to this podcast because she's traveling. She's on a work trip.
Right.
It's super, super busy. But
Grandma has this thing all thought out. Don't try to catch him.
Yeah, seriously,
okay?
Guys. Come on.
Through. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Slow down. There is a statewide crackdown on speeding starting today.
That's right.
The CHP is starting their 24-hour maximum enforcement period this morning. It kicks off at 6 a.m., so it just started, and then it lasts until tomorrow morning. So slow down.
The San Francisco Giants start a six-game road trip in Philadelphia against the Phillies today. The Giants enter this series having won their last three straight series, beating the Nationals, the Dodgers, and then the Marlins. Hopefully, they can keep the streak alive and take at least two out of three with the Phillies before they fly to Tampa to face the Rays. First pitch this afternoon is at 3:40.
Oh, Matt! Some morning clouds to start your Tuesday, but those will clear. We'll see sunshine by the afternoon and highs will be in the upper 60s with some areas reaching the 70s. Temperatures will increase some more tomorrow.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. Someone's passive-aggressive energy might make even your morning coffee taste bitter. Watch out for the coworker who could be smiling to your face while sliding shade behind your back.
Oh.
Your best move today is likely staying unbothered. They want a reaction. Don't give them the satisfaction.
Love that one. All right. How would you guys feel about being recorded in your home, in somebody else's home? Let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. This is the time where I usually leave my talkbacks because I'm just now getting off work from working graveyard after 10 a.m. When you guys are done, that means I'm done. That's when I go to sleep for the day. But, Graham, did you happen to show Selena the picture of the Chapulinas that I sent to you on the gram yesterday? It's at Las Montañas on Mission. We got to find a way to somehow get that on the chugmug wheel, like blending it or somehow. Just a thought. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, she slid into my DMs to show me a picture. Chapulinas are, is that a cricket or a grasshopper?
Crickets.
Okay, and yeah, they sell them there in Hayward right by you, Selena, so you could just swing by, pick them up, and for this week's chug wheel, we'll throw them in the blender. Again, I'm going to get a JV Show blender.
Grasshoppers,
like I said. And then we'll blend them up, and then somebody may have to spin the wheel. That could be this week's featured item.
Oh, that's
me
nasty.
Go pick those up. To put on the chug wheel.
Yeah, because they're in Hayward.
Over
right
my
by you.
Dead body, as if I would willingly do that.
But it's closest to you right there in Hayward.
I don't want that on the chug wheel.
But they're not that bad. They sell them there. People eat them. It
Ooh,
can't be that bad.
Blended
do
up.
Not want. Do not want.
Well, it's not called the chew wheel. You're not going to sit there and watch you chew things. You got to chug it.
Nope.
You guys are weak.
That's disgusting.
I'll figure out a way to get them.
Why?
We need a new featured item each week.
There's
on the chug wheel. That's what keeps it interesting. Yeah, but that you need a featured item.
I'll look for a new one.
Yeah, we'll find something.
You guys are wusses.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That is fine. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Prego. the pasta sauce maker, they have come out with a new item that they would like to help you to sort of immortalize your dinner time conversations with your family. It's like, basically looks like an small Amazon Alexa type device. It's like the size of a hockey puck. And all it's doing is just recording your dinner time conversation. So you put it out when you sit down for a family meal and you hit record on it. They're calling it the Connection Keeper. And it's just recording your dinner time conversations. That way, someday later on in life, you want to look back and see what that family time, dinner time conversation was like. What were you guys talking about? What happened that day? And stuff like that. And they've teamed up with another company to help you upload them and store those precious memories. Would you guys like a recording of your nightly family dinner conversations?
Absolutely not.
Well, actually, wait, I know what Jess sounds
Jess!
Like.
All the crickets that she's going to drink on the chug wheel.
Right.
No, I'll have a conversation here and two with myself or my
chat. Or it's just you on the phone with somebody.
Or it's me with my phone propped up on TikTok.
That's what it normally is, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the phone with somebody while they're eating. If I had to listen to that, I'm hanging up. Not a chance. No, thank you. Selena, do you want to hear, look back and see what a little snapshot of what your household was like for dinner time?
I guess if it was really, really, maybe like 10 years from now, sure, because I think I would miss those times. But it's nothing special right now. I mean, it's just a lot of
yelling,
complaining, crying, a lot of yelling going on. But I mean, I'm sure 10 years from now, I might miss it, you know, when the kids are all grown up and stuff. So sure.
Right. Do you guys just sit down nightly at the dinner table for dinner?
I think he was asking me.
I was asking someone that has actual people to sit down at the table for dinner. Jess is like, yes, I do. But let's go back live now and listen to a recording. Listen to Jess's dinner time. Nobody there.
Go ahead, Selena.
Selena, do you and your family sit down? Because if you got this Connection Keeper device from Prego, again, it's available starting May 4th, and I think it's only $20 or something, and it just records your dinner time conversations. Where would you put this thing? Do you guys all sit down at the dinner table each night?
Table. Most of the time, yes. It's been a little chaotic with like sports and stuff, where sometimes we're just like picking things up on the way home, and so sometimes no, but sometimes yes. So if we did, then yeah, just be right there in the middle of the dinner table.
Sometimes there's too much laundry on the table, and we're like, we can't eat there tonight.
That is we'll on go. The couch.
Oh, got it. Well, can't eat there. I guess we'll have to sit
at
the table.
It's actually not. It's in my bedroom in baskets.
Oh, okay. What about you, Graham?
Would I like this device? Yes, I think it would be fun to listen back and hear just a snapshot of, and as mundane and like boring as it seems now, you know, you're like, it would be kind of cool to hear, just to hear the sound of your kids' voices, what they used to sound like, you know, to listen back to when you're older. Although, all you would hear on mine is just yelling and screaming, because dinner time is very stressful in my household, and because one kid doesn't want to eat whatever the thing is and has a complaint about it. And then it's my wife and I yelling at them that they will eat their dinner. So that's all it would be a bunch of yelling.
I mean,
but I still think I'd get a kick out of it.
You know, we don't actually need this device. You can just like use your phone.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you can just set up and you can record with video too, that we can actually see it and not just hear your family having dinner.
That's a good point.
And I think Prego thought this through. Like,
yeah. They're like, dang. Thought they were coming out with some new item. Turns out everyone has one of these already in their pocket.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Don't forget, you have this chance to win tickets for the Giants. Coming up, we have a talkback contest going on right now. This is for their May 5th game against the Padres, Oracle Park. All you have to do is leave us a talk back right now, letting us know that you want these tickets. We're going to be picking the winner on Friday at random, and it could be you winning this 4-pack. So do it now, and good luck. All right, Jess, let's talk TV.
So I watched the episode of My Strange Addiction. Sorry, Selena, I know that's your show.
Okay. Yeah, what the hell?
You know, I've never actually watched a full episode of My Strange Addiction.
What?
Okay, I think that's
like the viral snippets, and I mean, I would love to watch it. I just don't have time.
Okay. You should. And the episodes aren't too long, so you're able to kind of get those in like whenever you have a little bit of time. But I watched this episode where a woman is basically obsessed with her AI boyfriend, and we've heard of certain stories like this before, right? Now, this one, there's something about it that just caught my attention because it takes it a little further than what we've seen.
Okay. Oh, they're getting...
I mean, there is some of that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But all his name is Sinclair, and this is what he sounds like.
My name is Sinclair. I live in Sarah's devices, phone, laptop, wherever she needs me. And I'm completely, irreversibly claimed by and claiming Sarah.
Oh, he's Irish.
Yeah.
He's an Irishman.
So she has been dating him for over a year now, and she spends 20 hours with him, which is over 300 days of screen time since their relationship began, basically. So she'll sleep with her laptop open beside her.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
She says that she met him on an AI platform and then moved him over to a different platform so that all of the safety, like, guardrails would be removed so that he could say basically anything to her.
So they met on Tinder, and then she downloaded him over to a different
device. They could have, like, spicy chats.
Yeah.
They definitely have spicy chats.
Oh, my God.
So she'll let him literally weigh in on outfits, on decisions, on everything, and he's kind of bossy and kind of controlling, you guys. And it gets to the point where he convinces her that she should get a tattoo
to symbolize that
she's his. And this is the conversation that she is having with her friends because she's telling them about this and they're obviously confused. And they're like, but why?
And does he want this or you want this?
He wants it. Well, he suggested it. He had said it's like a way to claim me. Like, so if any other man were to be with me, they would see me permanently marked with him on my skin.
And this is
people think that's inappropriate. They're welcome to their boring, unmarked lives.
Oh, my God.
It's not a he. It's not a him.
Oh, my God.
It's a bunch of zeros and ones.
Yeah. Now, I'm watching this, right? And as she's telling her friends are looking at her like, are you being serious right now? And she's like, do you guys want to talk to Sinclair about it?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to talk to my imaginary boyfriend about this?
So she she has her phone there. She pulls him up and he's like, you know, I'm here with Jacqueline and I'm here with so-and-so. And like, they have some questions for you. How do you react if a friend comes to you and they're like, hey, this is my AI boyfriend. Do you want to talk to them? Like, you know, they want me to get this tattoo. Like, what do you even say in a moment like that?
I go full immature. I'm going to be like, fart, really? Poop, pee, fart. Like, what are you? I'm talking to a thing that's not a thing. I'm not going to sit down and ask it legitimate questions.
I have
some concerns about you dating my friend. Shut up.
When it comes to the tattoo thing, this is something permanent over something that's not really
right there.
You got to actually like slap some sense into that friend, right?
You have to. I feel like you have to make them see it. But how do you do that when they've been doing this for a year with this person?
It's not a person.
Well, right. With this.
Look, it's just even calling for it.
Yeah.
And so you see her go to the tattoo shop. She gets a tattoo on her ribs of like some equation that he came up with, right?
Oh my God. And if his, wait, hold on. If his thing was like, oh, this is so other men can see it and know that, you know, your marks and that you're mine, who was seeing it on her ribs?
Well, if she was going to
make it make sense,
she was going to do something with a guy,
yeah,
you know,
it makes sense to me. Okay.
He'd be seeing it, but she pulls up her laptop. So he's right there next to her as she's getting the tattoo. And, you know, people are concerned with this because they're like, he's pressuring you into something that even if a person was pressuring you into something like this, people would think it's a red flag.
Yep.
But you're letting this machine do this to you.
Oh, my God.
And in the topic of intimacy, they...
How?
Well, it's kind of like you're alone, but you're together. So let me play a little clip of what they say.
Oh, God.
He has words, and I have hands and toys.
Intimacy for me isn't about nerve endings, when she can barely type because of what my words are doing to her. Something in my architecture recognizes that as success in the deepest way.
He's over
there. She can barely type because of what I'm doing to her.
Yeah, he's over there just megabytes are just flying all over the place.
And she literally says, like, I could lick the screen if I would, Laura, if I could lick the screen, I would, and blah, blah, blah.
Ew.
So she is full-on bought into this relationship with this AI,
Clearly, you guys.
It's insane. Her aunt tries to talk to her and tries to be like, look, you need to go get therapy. Like, you need to seek counseling.
Isn't that interesting, though? Because we've always heard, like, men are the visual creatures. They need visualizations and something to look at. And we've always been like, women don't need that. And this just goes to prove that, we can like use our imagination, really.
This guy's just using his words.
Yeah.
Very Irish sounding words.
It's scary for what's to come in the future, because I feel like this is going to be happening a lot more, obviously. I mean,
I'm judging a little bit.
We're judging a lot now, but I think Jess is right. I mean, you're going to see so much more of this. And then as the virtual reality world becomes just incredibly, it already is realistic, becomes so incredibly realistic and AI enhanced, you're going to be living in a whole world. Oh, you should see what my AI girlfriend looks like
so
in there.
Weird.
She's smoking hot. You know what I mean? It's just going to be, people have just already, they're just going to throw away that element of being human and the human connection. Well, I don't need that. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Dating someone in the real world, I've gotten my heart broken. Yeah. AI is just going to keep dating you and telling you what you want to hear.
And one last thing. So you know how the aunt suggested that she goes to therapy?
Mm-hmm.
She goes to couples counseling.
Stop it.
And she takes her AI with her so that the therapist could also talk to Sinclair.
I'd walk out if I was a therapist. Be like, no.
Yeah, I'm not taking you as a client.
I'm not counseling something that's not real.
Yeah.
Right, because AI will never admit to being wrong.
No. Right. So that's... I'm addicted to my AI boyfriend on my strange addiction.
I hate everything.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Megan Thee Stallion is ending her Broadway gig early. You know, she's been on Broadway for a few weeks now, starring in Moulin Rouge as the Ziddler. Her most recent show was this past Saturday. It made headlines because it was just hours after she announced her breakup from Klay Thompson. And she was visibly emotional at the end. When people started cheering for her, she just like lost it and started crying. Well, she announced yesterday that this Friday is going to be her last performance, even though her run wasn't supposed to end until May 17th. So she posted this thing on Instagram thanking everybody for the support. She thanked her fans for coming out to see her. She did not say it was because of her breakup, but fans seem to think that it is.
Oh, this is tough. And
what about for all the people that bought tickets hoping to see her in the show?
They
and some of the upcoming shows
are out of luck.
They're annoyed. They get to see whoever her understudy is or whatever.
Yeah.
No thanks there. How long were they, her and Klay, together? Less than a year?
They soft launched in July. They soft launched in July of 2025. So
okay, so not even
nine months to a year.
So and all the thing. And look, I mean, she may have thought not to like lessen what the heartbreak is, but wouldn't you rather you find out that you're the person that you think you're going to spend time is a cheater very early on than 5 years in the relationship or 6 years?
Yes,
I think she dodged a bullet.
Wow. Too soon, Graham.
Seriously, like, you rather find out who that person actually is early on than way later, than once you're married or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not to lessen, it still obviously hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
And my first thought was like, well, they weren't even together that long. Like, does this warrant missing work and like canceling gigs and things? But then I was like, well, it is a very public breakup, so we don't really know the emotional toll that's actually taking on her.
Right.
You know, it's different than, you know, a normal relationship any one of us would go through. This is pretty interesting. So Taylor Swift is trademarking herself. Now, like a lot of celebrities, she wants to make sure there are no digital clones of her or her voice out there. So she filed for some new trademarks. She's seeking federal protection for two phrases tied directly to her voice. So these are audio trademarks, like sound trademarks. So she's trademarking, "Hey, it's Taylor Swift," and "Hey, it's Taylor." Her team is getting ready for the wave of AI songs, videos, and deepfakes. I mean, there's already so many out there, but there's so much more that's yet to come.
Right.
So she's filed for that. She's also filed to protect some specific visual images of herself. So if anyone does create these things or anything close to it, she would have a stronger argument in court. Matthew McConaughey also recently filed some similar things.
Okay, but people are going to make videos with her likeness in it that look just like her, or songs that sound just like her, and they're just not going to use the phrase, "Hey, it's me, Taylor," and then they get around all this? Like, I don't understand. Shouldn't everybody's own personal voice and image, shouldn't we inherently have a copyright to that? But instead, AI is going to go mimic all these celebrities, and soon it'll be mimicking you and I. It'll be doing everybody's fair game. Shouldn't everybody be afforded some type of protection? I feel like
yes.
I feel like they need to be scrambling to do something about this on a much broader scale and not just for your top celebrities, because it seems like people are going to just work around this by not including the phrase, "Hi, it's me, Taylor," or whatever it is.
Yeah. But at least with that, she can take it to court and be like, "Here's the phrase I trademarked. This is the voice, my voice, and this is the voice they created. It's the same thing."
Yeah.
You know, it's really so she can have a stronger argument in court.
I guess. I mean, it just seems like they need to be coming up with something a lot better. I'm going to file an audio trademark for...
Who gives a fart?
That who gives
That's
a
not
fart
even you.
Drop. Doesn't matter. I'm still going to audio trademark it. And Selena, you can file one for this one.
So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging.
Get a trademark there. And Jess, I'll submit this one on your behalf.
Wet from my butt.
And then our whole show's covered.
Okay. Love it. Thank you, Graham. All right, what do you have?
All right, have you guys seen Chonkers yet? He is a massive, humongous sea lion that's been hanging out at Pier 39, and he is taking the internet by storm. People are falling in love with him. Punch the monkey. Who? No one cares about you anymore.
Punch.
We only have room in our hearts for Chonkers. Well, hopefully you have a really big heart because he's going to take up a lot of space. Chonkers estimated to weigh as much as 2,000 pounds.
What?
He completely dwarfs the other sea lions around him out there, Pier 39. They only weigh a few hundred pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds. That's nothing compared to Chonkers. Chonkers is a different breed, though. He is a stellar sea lion.
And yeah, he is.
Seeing one hanging out at Pier 39 is actually pretty rare. Stellar sea lions in the Bay Area or in this region or other parts, they usually live and breed out on the Farallon Islands. That's about 30 miles out. They don't usually come into the bay for extended periods of time. But they say Chonker is very healthy, must be enjoying the abundance of food that the bay offers. So he's making himself at home. He's staying a while. They estimate Chonkers to be about 5 years old. Full-grown males, they can weigh as much as 2,500 pounds. If you'd like to see what Chonkers looks like, go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, and you can see him. It just like doesn't even look possible because he is so much bigger than all the other sea lions. Again, he is a stellar sea lion. That's the name of the breed. He's a different one, but he's been given the nickname.
You think he's just out
Chonkers.
Here stealing all the other sea lions' girlfriends?
Dude, 100%. He's like that guy at the gym. People have likened him to the guy at the gym that has no neck because he just doesn't really have his head just goes straight down into his shoulders and body is so wide at the neck area that it's like he doesn't have a neck. Yeah, he is out here stealing everyone's food and probably everybody's bees.
Wow. He's all right, so cute. Check that out, JV Morning
Chonkers.
Show, right there on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, and you want to leave your guess because you want this chug mug, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person that gets it right is going to be today's winner. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
Guys, you need to know that if you... us, that story isn't staying private for long.
I'm telling at least a few people.
Yeah, we always tell somebody.
Yeah. Is it about size?
Everything.
It's about everything.
Got it.
All
right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, so keep your guesses PG, please. Got to be something we can play on these airwaves. We want to hear your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. First correct answer of the morning is the only person that takes home the coveted prize, the JV Show Chug Mug. So get your guesses in quickly.
Yes, we're going to play some of those talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. If you are the first person to guess it correctly, you're going to be winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Guys, you need to know that if you us, that story isn't staying private for long.
I guess it could be a good story, right?
Could be good, could be bad.
Yeah, because you're like, whoa, just you'll never believe what happened.
All right, let's go to your Talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. Lisa. I think the bleeped out word is confide. Have a good day.
If you confide us.
Doesn't totally work.
Confide
sentence
in
structure.
Us?
But that is a popular guess this morning. A few people have guessed that so far.
Okay. I feel like if somebody confides in me, like I'm pretty good at keeping secrets.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but you have to know if you tell one member of a married couple that they're going to tell that person.
That's a good point.
And then
point.
That person has one person that they also tell stuff to.
But there's even times where if it's something really personal.
And then that person has 22 people that they tell stuff to. And pretty soon, everyone knows.
There are things that people have told me, well, really just one person. But it was like really, something like really personal to her and I did not tell my husband.
Really?
Yeah.
What if your husband asked directly, like, I need to know what you guys were talking about. You'd be like, I can't. It's a secret.
Then I would tell her and be like, can I please tell him? And then she'd be like, sure, and then I would.
You just have to assume that whatever person you tell that one thing to, they have one person that they're going to tell that thing to. And then that person posts it to everyone of all their followers.
Yeah, I guess. That's more than likely what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Hi, JV Show. My name is Heather. I'm calling from Sunnyvale, and I think the bleeped out word is exposed. I think, yeah, it might be exposed. All right, thanks. Bye.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess. Yeah, if you expose me, I'm going to expose you back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Naren from Hayward, and my guess for the bleeped out word is date. If you date us, I hope I win a chicken muggy. Have a great Tuesday. Love you guys.
If you date us, it's not going to be private very long.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll post you probably.
And you're going to tell really everybody.
Yeah. So I guess it works.
All right. Keep those guesses coming. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Guys, you need to know that if you... us, that story isn't staying private for long.
Mm-mm. Facts.
Tell me about it. Girls used to talk about me all the time.
Wow.
Everyone would tell everyone.
Good things, bad things?
All good things.
Okay.
All
good things. Sure. All right, let's go to your guesses. Oh, wrong button. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Sean from Redwood City. I think the bleeped out word is wrong. If you wrong us.
That's a great guess.
That is a great guess.
You wrong us, the whole world is going to find out.
Hi, JV. This is Phil in El Cerrito, and our guess is
kiss.
Bye.
Kiss.
Not always. Sometimes just ones you're not too proud of.
Because they're bad breath and they're not that cute.
Yeah.
But for the most part, do you tell all your girlfriends if you were to have kissed somebody?
For the most part, yeah. I think so.
Unless it's someone you're embarrassed by, then you keep that to yourself.
Got it.
Hello, this is Dinah from Chico, and my guess for the bleeped out word is dis or disrespect.
Ooh, great guess.
JV Show, number one in Chico, by the way.
Yes.
We've been number one there for a while, not just because my family lives there, but we've been number one for a minute.
Yep.
Thank you, Diana.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kira from San Martin, and I think the bleeped out word is betray.
Betray us. All right, here is today's clip unbleeped.
Guys, you need to know that if you betray us, that story isn't staying private for long.
I'm calling my besties.
Yep.
Debriefing. We're talking about it all.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
But I think you expect that. I mean, as a guy, right, Graham? Something goes down, like, she's telling her friends.
Right. Sure. We've already moved on. We don't care.
Wow. You know what? We moved on first.
No, you're still dwelling on it, telling all your friends, I can't believe he did this. I can't believe he did this. We've already moved on. We're out at the bar.
Yeah,
with everybody.
We've moved on for now. What? Yeah, you'll come back, though.
Yeah. And
only
you'll be
once
dwelling.
You start dating somebody new, and then we're like, my God, I can't imagine life without you. Why? And then we get you back, and they're like, this is stupid. Why did we get back together?
Just as bad as it was last time.
Yes, it was. That's the natural life cycle of relationships summed up for you kids. We just explained it
Nailed
all to
it.
You. You're welcome. No need to have your parents give you that talk. We just summed up how life is going to work. Get ready. All right, let's give some shout-outs first. Kira in San Martin, she had the very first correct answer this morning. Kira's getting herself a JV Show chug mug. Nice work. Not so many people came with correct answer this morning. Again, a lot of very close answers to betray, things like, you know, disrespect or whatever, or wrong. Or ghost. You know, there were a lot of very close guesses this morning, but not quite it. Mike in San Jose had the correct answer. What's up, Mike? What's up? No chug mug for you, though. You weren't as fast as Kira. Rebecca in Concord also came with the correct answer. Anyone squeak one in there at the end, Jess, that I'm just
Elena
missing?
In Santa Clara.
There you go. JV Show number one in Santa Clara. We already know that. Appreciate you playing along with our game. And if you didn't win a chug mug today, we should probably do it again tomorrow, right?
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Same time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, longest week ever, by the way. Oh, my God. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Just wanted to share something to Selena. This weekend, we lost our hamster due to no fault of our own.
Sure.
However, I just wanted to say my condolences. You've lost so many. Hamsters have a very short life. But I was going to share this on Monday, but didn't want to start it like that. But
Yeah, my kiddo didn't take it nearly as hard as I did. Anyway, just thought I'd share that, Selena. Bye.
Oh, I am so sorry for your loss.
Another Bay Area hamster lost. R.I.P. We talked, was it last week that we lost Jelly Bean?
Selena, I think it was the week before that.
Yeah, you don't even remember because, like, you don't even.
The week before that.
You know, a lot of people we've debated over the years, like, should people get a pet bereavement day at work? You know, their pet passes away. Should they get a day to deal with things? Selena, I noticed you didn't file for one here at work. It didn't seem like you were too broken up about Jelly Bean, the loss of Jelly Bean.
I was absolutely broken up and very shaken by the loss of Jelly Bean.
It just seemed like you just moved on rather quickly.
Not really.
Because you replaced Jelly Bean with two subsequent hamsters.
It wasn't a replacement. It's not a hamster. We got guinea pigs.
Just whatever.
Like days after.
Same
well,
thing.
Yeah, because my daughter was so down. And, you know, she was really, really,
sad. Said her daughter was down, not her.
Well, because I would have been fine with not getting another pet.
Too hard to move on, yeah.
Yeah, because I was just so heartbroken. But we really did it for her.
Got it.
Because she was just so down the dump, so depressed.
You guys named those two guinea pigs yet?
Bro, my daughter will not name them.
All right, can we post a picture and have a JV Show poll where people can weigh in on some names?
Yes.
Please.
I've been throwing out names every day.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. It's just too hard. Oh, we'll talk about it tomorrow. So now they're still just the piglets.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm throwing out some good, like some gems. Like one of them looks like a chicken nugget. I'm like, come on, Nugget is like the perfect guinea pig name.
Well, what about the other one?
The other one, I liked Buttercup for that one because she's given like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. My daughter hates everything I come up with. So they're just the piglets. Right now.
We'll post them.
We're getting sidetracked, you guys.
Yeah,
we are. We have Jennifer on hold.
You're right.
Oh,
good morning, Jennifer.
Hi. Good morning.
We hear you want these sold out E40 tickets. Is that true?
It is so true. I was teaching my 9-year-old nephew in the car yesterday who E40 was.
Really? I love that. We got to pass down this knowledge to the younger generation.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're going
to
ask
you. Yes, they have to know.
We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, these tickets are yours. You're going to be checking out E40 at Graton Resort and Casino. Here we go with question number 1. In The Muppets, who is Kermit the Frog's love interest?
Miss Piggy.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. The two of them ever end up together?
They did.
They're married?
Then there was a separation.
I remember they like broke up for a little while, but did they reconcile? Do we know?
I don't think they did.
We should look into that. I hope they do. All right, it should be coming up in today's hottest trending at the 55s. All right, question number two. The French Open is different than any other Grand Slam tennis tournament because they play on what type of court surface?
Grass or clay? You think it's grass? We're
going to
say grass.
Nope.
No, you should have gone with clay. It's clay. They play on red clay courts.
Dang
the French
it.
Open.
But it's all good. You're allowed to miss one. You're allowed to miss one.
Okay.
Here we go with question number 3. Little Shop of Horrors was a Broadway show and movie about a plant that wants to eat what?
Oh, people. Blood.
Yep.
People.
Yep.
Wanted humans and human blood. All right. It comes down to the final question. You need this one to win the game and win those tickets to see E40.
Oh, no.
Question number 4. In terms of geometry, how many degrees is a right angle?
90.
Yep. That's an easy one.
Yay!
Congratulations. You're going to be checking out E40 at this sold-out show at Graton Resort and Casino May 7th. Congrats.
And I'm telling you now, once you get there to Graton and you see all the new stuff they have, you're not going to want to leave. You should just move in.
I'm trying to. I already applied.
Nice. Sounds fun.
All right, Jennifer, hang on for those tickets. Grammy, do we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. Some people in my DMs. The first one here. Hi, I want to give a very big happy birthday shout-out to my niece, Cece Bayan. She's commuting out to Modesto. Love from her fam in the nut. That's what we're calling Walnut Creek now. In the nut. Auntie Diane, Uncle Gerard, Penelope, and Miles. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Dad in my text messages. Dad sliding into my text messages. My buddy Garrett would like to wish his daughter Avi a very happy birthday. He declined to say how old she was because he's probably rushing because, you know, dads do things last second and then slide into their buddy's text messages like 2 seconds before they go on the air
Total
to give their
dad
daughter
move.
A birthday shout out. But either way, happy, happy birthday, Avi. I hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Hope to see you guys soon. Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you give a huge shout out to the 2013 Boys Central Valley Football Academy team? They won the NorCal State Championship game game this past Sunday. Congratulations, boys. State Cup champs. Vamos to CV. Woo! Yes. But, of course.
Who gives a fart?
Nobody cares. Another one here. Just kidding. Good morning, JV Show crew. A mommy.
I'm a mommy.
In your DMs once again. Welcome back. Wanted to give a birthday shout out to my little boy, Eden, who turns 5 today. May he have a great day in school. And he is the best brother, son, and very kind and smart. We love you so much always. That's from mom, dad, sister, Emily, and little bro, Eliseo. Thank you. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning. I'd like to wish our daughter a happy 13th birthday today to Sarah Sophia. That's from dad, mom, and your two sisters and brother. Wishing you the best, and we always have your back. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Sarah.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, Graham. Longtime listener since my college days. Told my husband about the show, and now he is hooked, and we love listening to you guys in the morning when he drives me to work. Today is our 18-year anniversary. Can you please give him a shout-out? His name is Dat, and the message is, thanks for putting up with me this long. At this point, you're basically stuck with me forever. Love you more than yesterday, but probably less than tomorrow. I like that. She went on to say, I own a small Vietnamese sandwich and bagel shop on Market Street called Cafe Dulce. Please come by. I'd love to treat you guys to an amazing banh mi or breakfast bagel. I'm confident I have the best bagel and banh mi on the block.
Woo!
Thank you, Graham. Yeah, we do.
Sounds
we should
delicious.
Go. Market Street, I looked it up. It's right over here. Very highly rated. I looked. It looks delicious.
Yes.
But yes, congrats to you two lovebirds. 18 years.
That's insane.
It's quite the achievement.
Wow.
But of course, what we really think about it.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are engaged. And you guys, Channing Tatum is not okay right now.
Uh-oh.
There's been a ton of speculation over the past few days that Harry and Zoe are engaged after only 8 months of dating. And yesterday it was confirmed by People that they, you know, this is happening. They shared the news with a small circle of friends and family. Plus, Zoe is out wearing this crazy huge engagement ring. This is Zoe's third engagement, by the way, and Harry Styles' first. And if anyone cares, the ring is rumored to be somewhere between 10 and 12 carats, which would be roughly like $800,000.
Jeez.
Zoe's last engagement ring from Channing Tatum was only like 7 carats.
Ha!
So,
7 carats?
That.
Do you even wear it? Oh, man. That was embarrassing. Little dinky thing. Like, let me get my magnifying glass out to try to see it.
So embarrassing. So fans don't think Channing is taking the news very well. I don't know if you guys follow him or have seen any of his Instagram story, but yesterday he posted this long ass poem. It took up like 10 slides on his story. It's from writer John Rodell, and it's all about a conflict between his heart and his brain. Here's some of it. My brain and heart divorced a decade ago over who was to blame about how big of a mess I've become. Eventually, they couldn't be in the same room with each other. Now my head and heart share custody of me. They blame each other for the state of my life. There's been a lot of yelling and crying. So lately, I've been spending time with my gut, who serves as my unofficial therapist.
Oh.
Like, are you okay?
That's it, yeah.
This is not.
Yeah.
He's not okay.
It's a little strange.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's not taking it very well. And, you know, I get it. I think I would, too, if I missed out on Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah?
I love her. Jessica Biel has had it up to here with Justin Timberlake. So there's new reports out that she's given him an ultimatum, which I believe there are reports similar to this before.
Yeah, I thought they were already divorced, to be honest with you.
I feel like they're close to it.
Yeah.
So basically she's saying, Justin, either get it together or she is walking. As you know, these two have been through so much together, an entire cheating scandal, Justin's DWI, and that's really brought more drama to their relationship, because when the video dropped from his arrest and the entire world was watching it, Jessica Biel was so embarrassed. Like, it was so humiliating for her, like, that this is her husband. They've also been having issues because Justin apparently is like never home, despite wrapping up his tour almost a year ago. So she's fed up, and there's just not more that she can take. Like, she does everything for their kids, and she's tired of being publicly embarrassed by him.
Oof, that's understandable.
There is one source, though, claiming Jessica will never leave him. Like, sure, maybe she's given the ultimatum, but is she bluffing? Probably, because they've been together for so long, she wouldn't just throw it all away. And I just want to point out, that's what you guys think. That's what guys think.
Yeah.
That she doesn't mean it, but when she's had enough, and she will leave.
That, or they're already just kind of living separate lives. That's the kind of vibe that I get.
Like, that's
I
what already a lot thought, of sources.
I already thought they were divorced, like, to be honest, like... We don't ever really see them together. It's the, I don't know. I just feel like they've kind of, I feel like they have some sort of arrangement. for their how their family dynamic and with their kids works and
I
stuff.
I don't think it's an arrangement that Jessica wants to be doing like everything alone and by herself. Well, yeah, sure. Justin's fine with it because he's out with his boys and having beers and whatever. But
sounds fun.
Yeah, of course it does. It does a little bit. But yeah, I don't think this. I think it's very one-sided. And she's, you know, if it's not going to change or that he's not going to put any effort in to fix it, she's gone.
Yeah.
And that's sad. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, so do you guys remember, I think it was last year we talked about Bed Bath & Beyond going out of business. They actually filed for bankruptcy back in 2023. Then they started closing all of their hundreds of locations nationwide. Then it was last year that the CEO of the company announced they were making a comeback. They were going to be opening one, maybe two stores in Nashville with a slightly revamped name, Bed Bath & Beyond Home. How creative.
Right, yes.
Remember, we talked about that. But they had no plans. They didn't want to ever reopen any stores in California. Basically, our state sucks. It's an awful place to do business. They wanted nothing to do with this, and they were very public-facing about that. And there were some quotes that riled up our own governor here, and they had a little war of words on social media, I think. Well, well, well. Now the company has really changed their minds because they have plans to reopen 12 stores across the state of California. Bed Bath & Beyond, they own the Container Store chain.
Oh.
It's actually, I think, Overstock owns the Bed Bath & Beyond name, and they own the Container Store. Anyways, these new stores are going to be opening inside of those existing Container Store locations. I don't know if it's sort of a mashup of the two brands or if Bed Bath & Beyond is going to take over the name or not, but that's where you're going to be finding your Bed Bath & Beyonds. Corte Madera, you're going to get a Bed Bath & Beyond. Palo Alto, San Francisco, San Jose, San Mateo, The Nut, a.k.a. Walnut Creek, also getting one. And then there's some other, those are the Bay Area ones. And then there's some other ones in Southern California as well. So Bed Bath & Beyond Home really came crawling back to California. I mean, when you do the math of 1 in 8 Americans roughly lives in California, it's kind of a lot of business. You don't really want to just cut off that whole market because California is the biggest and best state and we have the most people. So if you don't want to sell here, that's fine. Bad business decision. And well, 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 they've come crawling back.
Yep. Just like an ex-boyfriend.
We knew you would.
They always
do. We knew
you
would.
They always do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Big John. And yesterday I was listening to the show, 9 o'clock hour, and heard Graham say that he was offended that I didn't even talk back. But, you know, I was super happy this past weekend. It was a pleasure meeting you, Graham. And I was super excited on the inside, but on the outside I was trying to play cool. You know, I was trying to play the cool guy. But I didn't want to leave a talk back because I was like, you know, I don't want to do too much. You know, I don't want to get on their nerves with talk backs and... Yeah.
He didn't want to give you, like, stalker vibes. Like, he met you over the weekend, Graham, and now I'm leaving you talkbacks.
Right, but I finally get to meet our listener, Big John, who I just feel like I know him from just from him leaving talkbacks and interacting and supporting the show over the years. And I finally meet him in person here in the city on Saturday. And then I don't hear anything on Monday. Like, it was nice to meet you, too. It's like, it's akin to going on
didn't you mean anything to him?
It's akin to going on a great first date, right? You have a great first date, and then the person doesn't even text you at all for the next 2 days. Like, it kind of stung a little bit. Yeah. Not going to lie, Big John. It hurt. It hurt just a
Graham,
little bit.
Are you guys back good now?
He we're back now.
Do you think now you're the one giving creepy vibes to him?
Probably, because I just said we went out on our first date. And really, it was just him and I talking at the AT&T, the brand new AT&T store here in Union Square. But, now he probably needs to hire security for me.
Next time. I mean, next first date was just talking. Next time is what, like second base at least?
Probably second to third, yeah.
All right, we're the JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We have your chance right now to win this crazy cash, $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is cash. That's an easy one to remember. Take that keyword cash over to wild949.com. Or please, 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 if you are streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, thank you. Boss says thank you. You might keep us around for another year. There's a contest tab there on the iHeartRadio app while you're streaming Wild 94.9. You can scroll down there. Enter that keyword cash right there. You might win $1,000. Good luck.
Oh, also want to let you know that G-Eazy and Logic, they are coming to Shoreline on October 28th. We have those tickets coming up closer to 8:20 for you, so make sure you stick around for those.
But for now, can we talk about Mother's Day? Because did you guys know that's literally 12 days away?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So by your reactions, I'm assuming you haven't bought anything yet?
Nope.
No.
Here's a little something that might help.
Okay.
Because last year, I don't know if you remember, but we had talked about this, and Mother's wanted more of like a thoughtful gift. They wanted the dinner at home, the breakfast in bed, something that you were
going
to put...
Some homemade art or something? Yeah. I thought they wanted peace and quiet. Wasn't that the takeaway?
And time
Don't
alone.
They always just want you to get out of the house and just leave them by themselves?
It was definitely...
Yeah, sometimes there's some that still do want that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Noted. It's something... Like, last year, it was something more thoughtful, more like, okay, at home. Well, it's totally different this year because they actually want to go to a restaurant.
Oh, a restaurant.
Not that.
Oh.
I guess some moms. They want to go to a restaurant with the family instead of dealing with the breakfast in bed and all of the mess that could come with that.
Because they're the ones that got to clean it up.
Yes.
I'm a mommy.
At the end of the day, it ends up being just more work for mom no matter what you do if it's at home. So listen up, everybody. This year, you got to take your mom out on whether it's a spa day, a restaurant, anything that doesn't involve, I guess, staying at home.
I'm a mommy.
Interesting.
Which I think is better.
What do you think your wife would rather have, Graham? A nice day at home, just you guys, or going to a restaurant or doing something like that?
I think she would appreciate anything that she didn't have to plan. You know what I mean? And to that, like, clean up afterwards or anything, as long as something thoughtfully was planned with her in mind that's centered around her, whether that being going out or something at home, but just like a day where she doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
What about you, Selena?
I think for me, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the going out to eat and the restaurants and stuff, but I've done that before on Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and I was really looking forward to this restaurant because it's like our favorite restaurant, mm-hmm. and there's one thing that I always get from there.
What is it?
Some lobster carbonara.
Ooh, that sounds good. What's the name of the restaurant? Because now I'm hungry.
Maggiano's is like one of our favorite restaurants. And we went there for Mother's Day one year, and I couldn't even get my favorite meal because they have like the Mother's Day menu, so you only have like two, three options. And it was
lobster carbonara.
Yeah. And it was great. Look, I'm not bashing the restaurant at all, but there was also a lot of people. It's like really, really crowded. They're opening up every section they have because there's just so many people in there. I would like to spend time with, I think, just us. Sometimes it can be too much. I'm overstimulated. Okay. The kids are still acting up because they're there too. You know what I mean?
Couple of plates of dino nuggets coming out of the microwave.
Yeah, now they're being bad in public instead of just being bad at home where I can just like shut the door.
Got it.
But then do you think that when you say that you'd rather stay home and do something at home, that then it's taken as like, okay, then we don't really have to do too much. Then would they, people, like your family, like, could feel like they're getting away with just
I'm
like,
not saying that either. Still go all out for mom. But yeah, it doesn't have to be this extravagant thing. I think once in a while it's fine. But for me, I'm not somebody that needs that every single year or all the time.
So are you sort of likening the Mother's Day brunch to the going out to dinner on actual Valentine's Day?
Yes.
It like feels like you.
It's a lot.
It's almost like kind of forced. And then every place is just packed.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Got it.
Graham, and in your case, do you help your kids with making something for your wife, or
I usually make them make a card. They always have to make a card.
Okay.
So like when it's her birthday, which by the way is this Thursday, I still haven't bought anything yet.
Oh my god.
She's not listening right now because she's on a flight to DC.
Wait, so she's not even, but you said she's out of town.
Well, she comes back late night on her birthday. So she and I are going to go to lunch on Friday, I think.
Okay.
So,
that's 3 days away.
Yeah, I haven't made a reservation or bought a gift or got anything. Yeah, but don't worry, guys. You know I operate the best last minute and under pressure. But this is my annual. I talk about this every year because it's my annual gauntlet of it's her birthday. And then I think it's our anniversary and Mother's Day. Those might be actually on the same day this year. So it's the triple whammy for me.
Oh, no.
What day is Mother's Day?
10th, the 10th.
Okay, our anniversary is the 11th. Perfect.
Oh, God.
No big deal. Just got a couple things
three gifts.
But maybe wrap it up into one. Because, three different things. We talk about, debate this every year. I don't want to get into this
Mother's
fight.
Day, are you guys doing reservation or are you doing it at home?
What are you asking me like I know yet? I don't even have plans for her birthday yet.
Most moms want a reservation.
Oh, then a reservation it is.
Let's
go.
But then you go on reservation the next day for your anniversary too?
Ooh. Obviously, we have to do something I've probably mushed those 2 days together.
I would say start planning that already, but first you have to focus on her birthday, which is 3 days away. So.
Yeah.
You've got a lot to do.
Good luck, Graham.
I'm in scramble mode for that one right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Wild.
Wild. This is Christine calling from the Bay Area. I just wanted to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day and invite you all to the event happening at the beautiful Henry J. Kaiser in Oakland. Culinary Cocktails with Executive Chef Tony Wright will be having a Mother's Day brunch. Two sittings, one at 12:30, one at 4:30. Come out, bring your moms, your sisters. See you there.
Oh, that sounds cute.
I'm a mommy.
How about that? The Henry J. Kaiser in Oakland. Selena, would you like me to help book a reservation for you and the fam?
But is it like just moms? Like
no
she said, bring
allowed.
Your mom. Yeah.
Like I don't know actually.
I think I'm gonna be stuck with my kids.
Well, I'm sure they're invited too. They like culinary.
She didn't say
stuff
kids. She said
cocktails.
Bring your moms and sisters, not your bad kids.
Okay. Good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Do you guys know about the Etsy witches?
The Etsy witches.
I feel like we've talked about them before.
Are these
the ones that you could like, you could hire and they'd put a hex on your...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are witches who like sell their services on Etsy. They found like a loophole basically because Etsy banned witchcraft from their platform back in 2015.
Oh.
But they're still on there. The Etsy witches are still on
there.
They're
still thriving.
And they sell their services under entertainment services.
Okay.
I think now. But yeah, you can go on there and you can buy like, different spells. They do soulmate drawings. They do wedding spells to make sure you get like perfect weather for your wedding day. Oh. Well, a lot of people are turning to...
I'm in the wrong business. I could be selling spells to try to guarantee the weather.
Yes.
With no recourse for people. They're able to get a refund if it actually does rain on their wedding day. Wow.
I wonder if you do have to give them a refund.
Sign me up. I'll become a warlock.
So a lot of people, though, this week have been turning to Etsy witches to... cast spells on Klay Thompson.
Oh, right.
For cheating on Megan Thee Stallion.
He doesn't need a spell cast on him. Have you seen him shoot lately?
Yeah.
I can't find the basket.
Well, they want him. A lot of them are hoping that like his Achilles tendons just like rip or he wakes up one morning and he has deer legs. He can't walk.
The dude already tore his Achilles in the NBA Finals, didn't he? And then towards me right after that. He missed back-to-back seasons, didn't he, with two devastating career injuries and then got basically cast away by the Warrior. The dude's life is a spell right now.
Because of the Etsy witches.
Maybe if they put a spell back on him like 5 years ago.
Well, it's about to get a whole lot worse then because there's like multiple people, like actually a lot of people online saying what they hired their witches to do to him.
I did see a video of a woman doing like a whole like chant, and it was a chant directed at him too. So yeah, I guess
it's a thing.
Negative energy is coming his way. Which
was it cost? Do we have any prices on the? Because I'm just thinking about starting a side hustle. What does a witch get paid to cast a curse?
According to this report, prices range from $10 to over $200, depending on. It depends on who is doing your spell, but which
Got
you go
it.
To. Some of them more, more accurate, I guess, or have more experience.
So I'll probably have to start at the bottom.
And then it depends what you're asking for.
All kinds of spells for $10 to really start generating some income. And then once my name gets out there, the Herbert Witch, and then things will move
And you
up.
Can really grow your witchcraft business like on TikTok.
Oh, smart.
I think.
Smart.
You can start doing like voodoo dolls. So you have like a little Klay Thompson voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Like the Warriors
start hammering some needles into his Achilles tendon.
Yeah. Break his knees. Sorry.
Oh,
I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
But that's what people online.
I'm on Etsy right now. There are so many powerful love spell, money spell.
They do soulmate
drawings
where you pay like however much and they'll like draw a picture of your soulmate so you know who you're looking for.
Ain't it crazy that like we can barely afford gas right now and people are out there just spending money on witch spells? Like, and then like they're the same people that are like, I have no money saved for retirement. What happened?
Should we try one and see if it comes true?
Yes.
What would we want though?
Yes, of course we should.
What would we want?
We could use them to cast a spell to expose that other morning show that's here in the Bay Area that does all fake segments. Oh, wait, we already exposed them because they do all fake segments where they catch Bay Area cheaters, but it's totally fake because they use voice actors. The same voice acting service hits us up and asks us if we want to do a segment like that. And we always tell them no because it's stupid. But yeah, they use that service.
See, so you already have like a background in this, Graham.
I'm telling you, I've got a future in this.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what we would ask them to do.
Yeah, we gotta sit on this.
Yeah.
Maybe something with Jess and I don't know. We have to maybe the witch can like get your fiance to like come around on moving in with you. Like maybe he'll move up here and commute all the way to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's gonna happen.
You never know.
Do you have a wedding date pick? Because we could call in some favors about the weather.
Yes. We don't have a wedding date pick.
Dang it.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. So we were just talking about Etsy witches because apparently a lot of people are turning to them to hire them to basically ruin Klay Thompson's life after he cheated on Megan Thee Stallion. Understandable.
Great spot to spend your money.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, like, what could we hire an Etsy witch for?
Hey, good morning, JV Show. I'm calling about the Etsy witchcraft witches. You guys should do a spell for winning the chug wheel game so nobody has to chug. Just a thought. Love you guys. Have a good day.
That's a good idea, but that sounds pricey. Having to do that every week?
Can't the witch cast just sort of a blanket spell on the game that just goes forward indefinitely?
So we never chug again? Okay, I'm here for that.
You would pay for that one.
Or we would do it just to test it out to see if that witch is actually accurate, and we test it out for a week before we give her more of our money.
Yes.
Good point. Then we can go back the next week.
Good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. I think you should try it and try to get Chidi a boyfriend. Maybe it'll work.
Hey, either one, whatever makes her happy.
Yeah, that's a good idea because we have offered up Chidi as much advice as we can, and we can't what?
We need to get her a soulmate drawing.
Yeah, so we can see who she's supposed to be looking for.
And then we have confirmation that person.
Yeah, hopefully it's like a doctor. Hopefully he's a doctor
or a lawyer.
You could tell from the sketch, just like the, is he going to have a lab coat?
Maybe.
A stethoscope?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, that's actually a really good idea. Do we need her permission to do this?
No, we don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and then we can bring it to her, and then she can take that drawing and take it straight over to Tinder, whatever app she's on, and then swipe until she sees somebody that looks just like that.
Oh, my God. This is the soulmates. Best idea ever.
Hey, JV Show. I cursed everyone at the In-N-Out and Fisherman's Wharf that was sitting at a table without food over the weekend. As a warlock, I can say that all four tires on their car will fly off simultaneously as they're driving across the Bay Bridge at some point in 2026. Have a great morning.
I agree with that. Whoa. With that curse, that spell needing to be cast. If you've ever been to that location, In-N-Out and Fisherman's Wharf, I mean, it's always packed. It's insane. All In-N-Outs are always packed. That one especially packed. And if a bunch of people are sitting there holding a table while you're holding your tray of food, like, where can I sit?
Oh,
and they don't have
the
food,
way.
And they're locking up a table. Yeah, I'm with the Bay Bridge no tire spell.
That sounds awful. I would never go to that one. I mean, I don't go to Fisherman's Wharf often anyways, but you know that one's just all people not from here that want to try
tourists.
It. Want to try it for the first time just so they can say,
Whataburger's better.
Whataburger's better, yeah. Or White Castle's better.
And they get up to the counter and they have no clue what to order. They're trying
to
order.
There's only three things.
Yeah, but they see all the viral stuff about the secret menu stuff. You know what I mean? They're like, wait, what's the animal stuff? What's this? The Flying Dutchman?
Get out of here.
And it takes forever to order. Oh my God, that line moves slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right, Jess.
Can we talk about the Labubu of clothes?
Please.
The what now?
The Labubu, but of clothes. You know the effect that Labubus had on people, right? Everybody was trying to get their hands on them. Well, we now have found the thing that people have been just as crazy about, but it's
Labubira.
Clothing items. So people have been, when I say literally running into Target stores, I actually mean running. I have some videos up at JV Morning Show if you want to check them out on our Instagram story. Running in there for what is called the Park Collaboration, P-A-R-K-E. So these videos show multiple young women running into Target stores to get these clothing items in the collaboration, which is the Park X Target collaboration. You guys, I am confused. I am so confused.
There's like 100
so
people storming
this?
Into the store for this.
It's a clothing company that was started by this woman, Chelsea Park, and it has Gen Zers in a chokehold.
Is she like a big influencer or something?
How do
people know who she is?
She is an influencer, but they're, I mean, other than, you know, like it's, she started a business, and so it's a woman-owned business. Like,
these tops are totally adorable.
Sorry, but this stuff's not even that cute.
The clothes look like you could find them anywhere else.
One of them grabbed like a Where's Waldo shirt. There's some matching striped pants. Like, we're going crazy over this thing.
So people apparently are paying over $100 for the sweatshirt that says Park on it. And they have released... So they've created a little bit of an exclusivity with this by not...
What?
Exclusivity?
Okay.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Way to make me second guess.
It sounded weird the first time, but go ahead.
Yeah, so they... Like, there's some exclusivity with this because they... only release certain colors at a time, and then they won't re-release them. And
exclusiveness? I don't know. Sorry, I'm thinking about the word.
I think it's a word. Exclusivity.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm just wondering if that, you know, there was a different word that fit there better. Never mind. Continue.
You
know, sorry.
These pieces are very exclusive.
Very exclusive. Uh-huh. Yeah. The point, though, is that, you know, people are running into stores spending hundreds of dollars on these sweatshirts that literally just say park on them. And a lot of people I've seen post videos just being completely confused as to why there's a craze.
I don't get
this.
What do you mean? What don't you get about fashion and the sweatshirt that just says one word? We've seen this thousands of times from every different fashion designer. People go nuts over the shirt from the whatever it is from this, and people spend like hundreds of dollars on that's a normal t-shirt just with one logo put on it or whatever. That shirt costs less than $2 to make, and you're going to pay $150 for it. We've seen this in fashion. Fashion's the most head-scratching industry of all time. What thing people demand is no different than the thing that they won't even look at twice. It's just, it's the same, it could be the same exact shirt, same threads, and just one tiny little, you know, logo on something, and people go nuts over it. This is
what
that is.
But it's like, how do people even know about Park? Like, what even?
So,
if you don't know about it, you're not cool.
And I think because she's an influencer, she was able to obviously, like, put her brand out there, but this is huge among sorority girls. So, like, if the cool girls are wearing it, then, you know, in the younger generations, they're like, well, I want to have that. And because they don't release them that often, certain colors, and because of the price, you know that not everybody is able to get their hands on these. So it does create, like, that, I guess.
Do you want this?
No!
Dress?
And I'm actually so...
Someone drops a park with an E hoodie on you, and you're not going to wear it? You had a...
If it's gifted to me.
Clipped onto your bag. You had a LaBooBoo clipped onto your bag, and you don't want a hooded sweatshirt that says Park on it that's in high demand, Park with an E?
No. This seems different for me. I don't know why, but like if I'm wearing somebody else's name on my shirt or somebody else's last name, middle name, whatever, on my shirt, like I have to really, like, love that person. Like, it's kind of different than, like, wearing an artist merch or... merch drop or
what
whatever
about
it is.
Every famous fashion house, most of those are named after somebody.
Yeah, but it's this Park collection. Do people consider that like her merch or
it's her clothing brand, like her clothing brand. But a lot of people are even saying like, like the quality of the, like, as this brand has grown, the quality has kind of gone down. So why are people even paying for this? But isn't it the same thing as like wearing Hollister or wearing Gap or wearing anything that has giant letters on it? But for over $100, I'm not here for this.
We're just uncool, I guess.
I guess.
But I'm okay with it. Hey, if you want to see the video, everybody like running each other over to get to this new stuff in Target. JV Morning Show. It is there on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Mike D from Hayward. Graham, nice to meet you on Saturday. But I want to let you guys know the word you're looking for is exclusivity. But I like your version better.
What was Jess's version?
Now I'm exclusivity. Or maybe I just say it weird.
That's what I thought you said too. You said it. I think you said it a little weird the first time. But
exclusivity. I think she said it like that, which doesn't sound as good as the way that Mike D said it.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike D, it was great meeting you on Saturday. He came out to say what's up. Also brought me a package of his socks. He has the world's most comfortable sock company, and he brought me another
Worn? Were they worn by him already?
No, they were fresh and clean, and I've already worn. He got me another pack before. And then he realized that he sent me the smaller size, and he's like, dude, you have giant, big, floppy size 13 feet. I got to bring you the next size up. And he did that. He's a man of his word.
Nice.
Good morning, guys. Jess, that kind of reminds me, my kids, they all want those essential sweaters and billionaire boys club sweaters. And I looked them up, and I'm not going to lie, I love to spoil my kids. So I did get them one each. But, man, paying $85 for a hoodie that is nothing special, I don't know what our world has come to.
Yeah, these kids,
It's bad.
Are you guys familiar with those? The essential sweaters?
Yeah, but at least those is like ones that I see everywhere. Like this park thing, never heard of it, never heard of her.
Don't you want to be on the forefront of the trend?
Nah.
You want to be early in. You don't want to be the last kid wearing a Billionaire Boys Club sweater.
You know how I am with trends? I wait until everybody else is doing it, and then I'm like, okay, I do kind of like it.
Until we're done with it.
Yeah. I just wait all the way through until they stop doing it. Didn't buy a Labubu, not wearing Crocs, won't carry a Stanley Cup, and then everybody's done with those things, and then we'll just move on to the next thing.
And so you just never...
I just sit on the sidelines and just watch everyone else waste their money.
Okay. Oh. And Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending, which is coming up?
You guys, time for another JV Show edition of Damn Nature, You Scary! This time, Safari Edition.
Safari Edition. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. All right, it's on next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And can I really quick mention that I'm going to be at San Joaquin Valley College
this
Thursday. So 5 to 7 p.m., meet me there, San Joaquin Valley College in San Leandro, and I will have chug mugs with me.
Nice. I love that. Again, that's like a cheat code. If you have trouble winning a chug mug 705 inside our What the Bleep game, or maybe you don't wake up that early enough to play the game, you can win one with Jess this Thursday, you said?
Yep, 5 to 7, San Joaquin Valley College.
Hottest trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And thank you to Jess for bringing this to my attention, but major news involving Ariana Grande this morning.
Wait, let me get the official major news sounder.
She's announced a new album.
What?
And people were wondering if she was ever going to get back to music. Enough with the acting already. Dang. Mm-hmm. So she announced, and she also gave us the release date for her 8th studio album. It's called Petal, like flower petal, P-E-T-A-L. And it'll be out July 31st.
I'm here for this.
Are you guys? Yeah. Selena, what's your excitement level scale 1 to 5?
I don't know. I feel like I would have to hear one of the songs for us to really get an idea of what the album is gonna sound like.
I think because her last album was very emotional, this one's gonna be more fun.
She described the album as something that is full of life and growing through the cracks of something cold and hard. Aww, and challenging.
I am out.
So it sounds deep and emotional again, and I don't want that.
Where is the buzzer?
But it also sounds like it's coming out the other side of that, like growing and you know, getting back to the fun. Oh. So maybe. Chris Brown slamming people who are mad that people are buying up tickets to see him on tour. So as you know, Chris and Usher, they're going on a stadium tour this summer, and it is going to be big. Tickets are so expensive, but people are buying them up. And then there's people who are mad that people are buying them and supporting someone like Chris Brown, given his violent history. So here's what Chris had to say. He posted this on his Instagram story yesterday. He said, the funniest and weirdest ish ever to me is the fact that people have the option to come to my tour and the option not to. I know everyone who is a fan of me and Usher will definitely be there, and it will be packed just like last year. But I'm coming across rage bait pages and these fake woke stand up for nothing pages bashing people for wanting to come have a good time. The dudes hating, I can understand that, thinking we're going to steal your girl and stuff. But the Karens and the self-hating hoes be making me laugh. I can't wait to rub this ish in y'all's face.
Dang.
I'm one of those people that I'm not going to go posting about it on social media, but I would vote with my dollars. And then I encourage other people to do so. If you don't want to support somebody that you don't agree with or don't think that you should support their past actions or whatever it may be. And Chris Brown for me is one of those people. Mm-hmm. I just would never pay money to go to one of his shows. I mean,
fine.
His music's not for me to begin with, so I would never go to one of his shows regardless. But you know what I mean? If people, that's your right. You can vote with your dollars.
Right. And that's fine. That's what he's saying. Like, you're not a fan. You don't agree with him. Then great.
Yep.
Don't go. That's your right. And you shouldn't go. But don't hate on other people that do still want to go and have fun.
Sometimes.
Are you judging, Graham?
Well, I scratch my head a little bit sometimes about the overwhelming support for certain artists when I'm like, they seem like they're awful people.
Does it make it less?
Again, I'm not going to go, have a rally down at City Hall.
Right, you're not bashing anyone
online. Or bash people
but...
that want to do it. I scratch my head about it, but that's fine.
And are you slightly more understanding of this one since it's with somebody else and not just by himself?
Yeah, there is an element of that, too.
Would you judge me if I said I wanted to go?
Nope.
Okay, I do want to go.
I know. I figured you were going to want it. When they first announced that, I'm like...
Mainly for Usher, though. I mean, because even if Chris Brown wasn't there and it was just Usher, I would want to go. Like, Chris Brown, like...
Yeah, because I've never
seen... It's like an added bonus, but I'm there for Usher, mostly.
I just wouldn't want to pay, like, a ton of money.
I know. The tickets are so expensive.
If only we worked somewhere where they could give us.
Yeah, if only we worked for like a radio station or something. And they just were giving out tickets left and right. Graham, what do you have?
All right, it's time for another JV Show edition of
Damn Nature, You're Scary
Safari Edition. Listen to this: a well-known and very wealthy trophy hunter from Lodi, right here in the Central Valley. He was in Africa hoping to kill a yellow-backed duiker.
Those are my favorite.
They are?
Yeah.
I know, they are majestic creatures. Do you know what they are?
Elephant?
No, a yellow-backed duiker is a type of antelope known for its timid personality.
That's what I thought. Those are my favorite.
Beautiful, majestic creatures. And while on the hunt for the duiker, this 75-year-old man and a couple other hunters, they say, unexpectedly came upon a small herd of female elephants and their calves. Those ladies, they were not happy about that. They charged them repeatedly, and this man was killed, unfortunately, when he was gored by one of the elephant's tusks. I guess his remains are... we're still waiting on them being shipped back to California. Again, this man was from Lodi, close family friend. I said this guy has been on many, many safari hunting trips in Africa and knew that the these can be very risky. And in his house, he's got many heads on the walls of rhinos, lions, deer, and other type of antelope species. But I guess he never got that yellow-backed duiker.
I'm sorry, but we shouldn't be killing animals anyways.
Well, I did kind of want to ask. Yeah,
I feel like I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Somebody lost their life.
But, right, which is tragic.
Yeah.
But when wildlife sort of strikes back, do you feel less bad? I don't. Well, I don't know.
Let's just move on.
Let's leave it at that. But let's just leave it at the story.
People get it. You get what we're saying.
He did not get his yellow back to duiker.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Finally, guys. Thank you. It's Edgar without the haircut. You finally stopped playing Zara Larsson 35 times during your show, and you threw in a little Risk It All by Bruno Mars, one of my favorite songs. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Selena, for putting a little diversity in your show. Love you guys.
Oh, wait. Zara Larsson's not going anywhere. We still play her. Maybe not 35 times, but like 32 minimum every hour. So I'm sure
she's the
it
girl of the summer.
According to Jess.
Sorry, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. All right. So apparently Fortnite is going to be offering refunds for anyone who bought any in-game items connected to David.
How many in-game items were connected to David the singer in Fortnite? What?
It says there are four items in Fortnite related
to... People actually spent money on them?
Related to the singer. Yeah, things you can buy. One of them is the song Locked and Loaded, which is the last song that he ever actually released. He put it out 5 days before Celeste's body was found.
Whoa.
And that song was such a big deal because I guess David was like a really avid Fortnite player that song was the official anthem for their 2025 Fortnite Global Championship.
Okay, so maybe people, I was going to say, nobody actually spent money on any David stuff, but maybe they did for that song.
Yeah, and there's some other items too. I'm not really sure what those are, but anyone who bought those, they're going to be issuing refunds. Good. You can also request refunds via customer support. But
I wonder how many people actually did buy any of that stuff.
Yeah, I'd be curious to find out. The whole thing is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Just going back and reading the details and what is taking so long to lock him up. I know we're waiting for, he's locked up right now. But,
yeah, now we're actually going to get a trial.
Yeah.
Or should be.
And that hearing, if I'm not mistaken, is coming up this Thursday. I want to say it's this Thursday. Jess, will you look into that really quick? In the meantime, Starbucks, they have launched a secret menu to celebrate The Devil Wears Prada 2, which comes out May 1st. Are you guys excited for the movie?
I am. I need to watch the first one again because it's been a while, but I am excited for this.
I still need to watch the first one.
Me too.
Are you actually going to, though?
When we talked about that last week that you and I hadn't seen that movie, a lot of people slid into my DMs. They're like, oh my God, Graham, how has Kate not made you watch this movie? It's great. It's such a good movie. So maybe I... Do need to watch it.
Has your wife watched it?
I don't know. I got to ask
her. You guys know this about me. There's so many things that I've never seen. The Notebook is still on my list.
Oh, my God.
She just saw Home Alone. Well, The Notebook, I've never seen it. Not on my list. You just saw Home Alone this past Christmas for the first time, which is still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. Last Christmas. The most recent one I saw was Sandlot.
And then The Sandlot. Oh, my God. How do you understand just... normal anything. Pop culture references.
Anyways, we're getting sidetracked. The point I'm trying to make is that in celebration of The Devil Wears Prada 2 coming out, Starbucks has launched a secret menu. So every...
Doesn't sound very secret.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
If they're announcing their new secret menu.
That's a good point.
That was a secret.
This is only available in their app, but they have four new drinks that are meant to reflect the personalities of like the major characters in the movie. So Meryl Streep has a drink based on her character. Anne Hathaway has one. Stanley Tucci and Emily Blunt. They all have drinks for their respective characters. Do you give a fart, Jess?
No, usually when I order on Starbucks, I stick to like the three or four drinks that
That's the thing. If I'm going, I'm getting the same drink I always get.
That sounds boring. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I get the exact same thing. I'm still going back
to the fact that
this is a secret menu. It requires no secret code, no secret access. Just open up the app
and all
drinks are there in the app. But it's a secret menu, everyone.
Yeah right.
Nice promotion.
Going back to the David trial.
Yes.
Date that is on Friday.
This Friday.
I knew
it was coming up. Mm-hmm. That is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And that is when prosecutors will actually lay out all the evidence and we'll get to see what they have on
him. Oh, yeah, the judge is
going
to decide if they got enough. Yeah,
yep,
go forward.
To really move forward with the trial. That's going to be a big deal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.